Good morning. It's a Monday morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Today, Alan, we'll start on the Mexican border, where Mexico is struggling to deal with a wave of migrants expelled from the U.S. as more are hoping to cross. The pressure is quickly building among families stuck in Mexico as shelters and officials struggle to help them. The Biden administration has now directed FEMA to help shelter migrant children. As this criticism is mounting, we have an issue on the border.
That's right, David. Look, Donald Trump was mean-spirited towards the folks who wanted to come into the United States. And there was some drop-off, although there were plenty of people piled up at the border. And one of the things that he lost on in the election was the idea that he was so mean-spirited. And Joe Biden said he would be better. But now Joe Biden is the president. You can't let everyone in who wants to come in. And that group of people made a decision, which was, Biden is the president. Biden has been saying nicer things. We're going to come down now and we're going to bang on the doors because Biden will let us in. Well, if you're a great liberal or if you're to the left of the party and if you have great esprit de corps about the Biden election, you have faith that the guy knows what he's doing and will in some way figure out how to help. Well, there may be another attempt to allow people who came into the country to gain rights if they just jump through a certain number of hoops. He can also make a more humanitarian reception area. People can have food, they can have beds, they can have toilets, and they can stay with their children and not be separated. But of course, some of the parents are sending the kids across the border, and some of the kids are leaving on their own. And then what do you do? These are people who are children in so many ways. And so this is a monumental problem for Joe Biden. He's got to thread the needle in such a way as that he keeps his promises about being more humanitarian and at the same time doesn't let the cork come out of the bottle so that everybody spills into the country with no regulation whatsoever. You know, there are those people who think, oh, yeah, let everybody in, but you really can't do that. And the reason you can't do it is that, you know, you need social services, you're going to need jobs, you're going to need a reformed welfare system, basically. And all of that adds up to a monumental headache for the president, the new president.
And as these people are trying to get into the U.S., we're still facing this pandemic. We see that more and more people are getting vaccinated. Dr. Fauci says ending mask mandates is, quote, risky business. This morning, on a political vaccine brawl, riles House, uncertainty about why only 75% of the House has been confirmed to have been vaccinated against the coronavirus is fueling a debate about when the chamber can return to its normal rules of operations. The other 25% of members have either refused to get the vaccine, have not reported getting it at home, or avoiding it because of medical conditions. While it's not certain which party is most to blame for hesitancy, the phenomenon is higher among white Republicans than in any other demographic group. I won't be taking it. The survival rate is too high for me to want it, 25-year-old Representative Madison Cawthorn, a Republican from North Carolina, told Axios in December.
Well, David, we always come back when we have these discussions to the base. If a Republican 25-year-old, you know, from North Carolina sees the base as having been politicized to the point where any mention of taking the vaccine is interpreted as an anti-Trump phenomena, even though Trump has taken the vaccine and even though he's had the disease. Nevertheless, they hold their fingers, these congressmen, up into the air and they see which way the wind is blowing. And if the wind is blowing against them, they don't take it or they say they're not taking it. Because lying has been endemic in the Republican Party. In fact, it's been around for quite a while in all parties. So what you face is the idea that the leadership is not showing the way to the American people. Fauci is a hero. There's no question. He says this move to not wear masks is just dumb. He doesn't use those words, but that's what he's saying, and very, very risky. And that's what he is saying. And it is incredibly important that we reach herd immunity because the more people get the vaccine, the closer we are to that immunity. Now, in terms of the House of Representatives and their preparation, when the leadership shows this kind of aggression towards the modification of the disease, one can only think that they're out of their minds and that anything is worth it in terms of their election prospects.
profound question for Andrew Cuomo. Should he stay or should he go? The governor is not going. He says he will remain in office, let the state attorney general do that investigation. We see that he's lost more and more support, including U.S. Senators Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, who asked for his resignation on Friday. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says Governor Andrew Cuomo should look inside his heart to evaluate whether he can govern effectively. So far, the President of the United States has only said that the investigation should be allowed to go through. And then there's this story. As Cuomo reels, pleas for political support come from his vaccine czar. Larry Schwartz, who Governor Cuomo put in charge of the state's vaccination efforts, called some county executives about support for the governor.
Well, he did. He's always been a loyal political Democratic operative. I know him. And he's doing what's expected of him. What, you think that the leaders in the legislature don't take soundings themselves about who their friends are and who they're not? But this is an all-out press on Cuomo. Perhaps he deserves it. He is an angry man, so angry and so politically astute that he says, okay, they've done everything they can to me. I'm going to just sit here and I'm going to deal with it. In the meantime, there are an awful lot of Democrats who, like the Republicans and Trump, have an allegiance to Cuomo. I'm getting a ton of mail that says that. I'm also getting a ton of mail that says he's a bad man, but much more mail suggesting that people think he's being screwed. So if he could build a Democratic base, and if he can just stay in there in his own usual angry, I'm tougher than you are way, he may survive.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.
We're here, David. Still another Monday. We're still alive. So I'll put my teeth in a jar and make sure I'm not in the obits. And then, as Lee Hayes sang, go back to bed.
When you get up and go, as got up and went.